Ladies, if criticism worked, your husbands would be perfect by now, because they would have corrected everything. Criticism says, I like you conditionally, but you're really not okay. Now let me talk to you how powerful this is. John Lund said in his book that nobody can live in a constant atmosphere of criticism without it having devastating effect on their personality. Every time you say, honey, that's the wrong one, or you dress them fast because you're too lazy or too impatient to let them do it themselves, and everything you're saying to this child, okay, and you're presenting to this child, the child is learning who they are by how you mirror back your opinion. A child determines who they are and gets an opinion of who they are in life and their value by seeing their reflection in your eyes and how you treat them, if it's done gently and kindly or critically or whatever. And I'm going to tell you, criticism is poison. It will poison any relationship, marital or parental child. It will poison the relationship. So I would like to suggest to you that other ways to influence, and criticism is not one of them. Your children think that you love them or don't love them to a certain degree. If I was to ask them, hey, do your parents love you? They'd probably say, sure, my parents love me. My parents are great parents. Well, do your parents think very much of you? Do they approve of what you do? I'd start getting some different answers, wouldn't I? Now, treasuring is different. Like I said, my dad loved me, but I didn't feel like I was his treasure. Your children know you love them, but do they feel like that you treasure them, that you almost hold them in awe? This miracle that's happened in your life, and these children came along. We become so familiar with them that we begin to discount the value, especially when they start to cause trouble. So we need to reevaluate this and look at this and understand that your children know or feel whether you treasure them or esteem them or care for them or you're just tolerating them. Now, how many of you, honest to goodness, are really just tolerating your teenagers? Because, boy, you get so frustrated, I like to shoot them sometimes. I've been at my wit's end where I don't know what's going on anymore with those kids. They drive you absolutely bananas. Now, let me put this up. I want to talk about unconditional love and acceptance. Acceptance, okay, that's unconditional, and unconditional love, and we'll talk about approval here too. Now, on this scale, can you see that up on top on the left-hand side, we have acceptance. On the right-hand side of the chart, we have rejection. So on this side, we have acceptance, coming down the scale, starting up on top with 100 and going to 90 and going to 80 and going to on down. And on the opposite side of the love scale, we have rejection with starting with 0 instead of 100. So that the purpose of this is to show if you have 100% acceptance of your child, how much are you rejecting? Nothing. You have unconditional acceptance, 100% acceptance. But if I drop down to 90% acceptance, how much rejection does that kid feel? Do they start to feel something's wrong here? Do they? The point I'm trying to make is that whatever you're not accepting, you're rejecting. Remember what we said in the normal family, there's 25 negatives for every single positive stroke. And we're going to talk about strokes. Strokes are a unit of recognition, and strokes can be positive or negative. But we're talking about a stroke here as good and a stroke here as negative. In the average house here, for every one good attaboy you've got, you've got 25 you dummies, or hurry up, or you're slow, or can't, how many times do I have to tell you this? Something negative. Positives to negatives.